Okay, ready to start? Good evening, everybody. This Shabbos, of course, we begin Sefer Vayikra, but it's also Parsha Zohar. So I'd like to speak about Parsha Zohar this evening. The Torah tells us in the end of the Parsha Kiseitek, which is the text of Parsha Zohar, Varn, Parakof Hei, beginning in Parsha Yud Zayin. The Torah tells the Torah, Zohar eis asher osolocha amalek v'aderach v'teisam mitzrayim. And then the next pasuk. Pasuk Yuches. Asher korcha v'aderach v'ayizanei b'cha k'la nechashim ha'afrecha l'atayei v'yogei v'lo yorakim. And pasuk Yutes. Ohayah b'nech Hashem alokecha l'cho mikol oyevecha mitzavi b'aretz asher Hashem alokecha nosein l'cho nach l'risha timcha zecha amalek v'kach asher zvayim lo tishkach. So that's those three psukim. That's the whole Parsha Zohar, those three psukim. And there are two commands here. It says Zohar, which is one thing to remember. And then it also says Lo Tishkach, not to forget. And that double expression, the Sifrei, the Medrash Halacha, there in Parsha Kisese, it's the Piska Reish Tzadivav. It says Zohar Asher Asalacha Amalek, Zohar Bepeh, Al Tishkach Beleit. Would have only said one, I might have thought that to remember means you can mentally recall. You don't have to do anything or say anything, just keep it in mind somehow. But since it has a double Zohar, so Zohar and Lo Tishkach, so it says in this Sifrei, and in other places also in a similar fashion, Zohar Repev Al Tishkach Beleit. It requires actually that you have to verbalize something. Now the truth of the matter is, it does not say that this verbalization has to be reading these particular psukim on a particular Shabbos before Purim, which is the way we do it. Actually, there's a Mishnah in the end of Maseches Megillah, on Daf Chof Testament Aleph, where the Mishnah describes certain special parshas, which we're, of course, in the middle of right now. The Mishnah's at the bottom of the page in Megillah, Chof Testament Aleph, and there it says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalek Shabbos Karim with Parsha Shkolim. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we read Parsha Shkolim. And if it's not on the Chalav Yos Pesach Shabbos, and it's during the week, if Rosh Chodesh is during the week, so then Makdim L'Shavar, you read the Parsha Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, which was the case this year. Umafsikin the Shabbos Acharis Nefal. The following Shabbos is empty. That's why I have an extra set of an extra kriya. That was last Shabbos. There was no special lighting. And Pekuda Rabbi Yaakov was Parsha Shkolim this year. Then it says B'Shmiya Zohar. The second of these weeks, the special week is Zohar. So here we do have a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah, Chof Testament Aleph, which tells us that there is a requirement to read Parsha Zohar, but the phraseology of the Torah, and even of the Sifrei, that you have to have a verbal declaration, doesn't necessarily make it clear that it has to be these particular psukim on this particular Shabbos. But you take a look.
The Mishnah then is first of all
Pesach. Right, the Mishnah is saying that there are four special parshas. One of them is, we don't know. The Mishnah, it's really a question. But the Mishnah is telling us that there is at least a Takanam Darabanan to read Parsha Zohar on that particular Shabbos as part of the series of Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, and Achodesh. It doesn't indicate in the Mishnah that that is the fulfillment of what it says in Sukkim or that drush of the Sifrei, that it's Zohar, B'Pam, Lotishka, Falev, and so on. We can logically make a connection, but I'm pointing out that it does not specify that clearly. Actually, if you take a look in the Ramban,
do you have a Choshu Ramban?
There is, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
there's an Amos, yeah. The Ramban, his parish.
Yeah.
Is that it right there? No, it's right next to you.
It's it.
To your right. Is that the Ramban?
Oh.
Is that the Ramban? No, it's not. Okay. I'm sorry. So, all right. What's this? Yeah, what is this? Oh, okay. We have it on a piece of paper. Go ahead. Thank you. The Ramban, okay. The Ramban there in Parshas Kisese says as follows, Zohar is a she'asal ha'amolek, he quotes a different medrash, not the one we quoted, but a similar medrash. That's the medrash of the Sifra. Sifra is on Vayikra. Sifra is on the Midrash and Dvar. I quote from the Sifra, but the Ramban quotes the Sifra also, the Parsha B'Kosai, and Parsha Aleph Gimel. And he writes, and he quotes that Sifra also, Zohar shall amal the fellow tishka falej. It says the Ramban, v'lo yodati mahi has tira hazol b'peh. I'm not sure, says the Ramban, what exactly this drasha is, what exactly do you have to verbalize. Im Lomar Shenikra Parshas Amalek B'Tzibur, is that what it's telling us? That we have to read this Parshas Amalek B'Tzibur? B'Nimtzeinu L'meidim Min HaTorah, and therefore there's a source in the Torah for that which is said in the Mishnah Megillah. He quotes, B'Shniyah Zohar. That's the Mishnah Megillah I just read you, Chavtes Malalas. The Ramban himself was wondering, what you're wondering, is that what the Torah means when it says, you know, is that what the Mishnah means, that B'Shniyah Zohar? And not only that, but even the Yesmach L'Mikra Megillah Min HaTorah. There even be a hint of Megillah, because Megillah also describes the downfall of Amalek. Amen. Right? So that he says, "V'anachon be'enai shulomar shelo tishkach ma she'asar Amalek." What I think is right, says Rabban, is that what it means is that we shulomar shelo tishkach ma she'asar Amalek. We should never forget what Amalek did. Ad shenimcha shmo mitachas hashemayim. So they're totally obliterated. Unesaper zeh levaneinu uldaroseinu. We should tell this to our children and subsequent generations. Lomar lehem kach hasalanu harash. This is what these rishonim did to us. Ulechach nitzavim lemchos hashemo. And that's why we're supposed to wipe them out. So Ramban himself, again, it's somewhat unclear. Is that what it means? It means our laning of parashat Amalek. He said at the very least, it means that you have to relate this story. It's almost like a secret edition of time kind of thing. You have to tell this over so we'll know why we're supposed to destroy these particular people. That's what the Ramban writes in his parashat of Chumash. Thank you. So it's interesting, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, but that I have with me, so it's okay. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, Mitzvot Asei Kuf Pei Tes, the Rambam formulates this Mitzvot. I'll read it to inside as soon as I find it here. The Rambam Mitzvot Mitzvot Kuf Pei Tes, Ramitzvot Kuf Pei Tes, he should tivano lizkor ma'ashotam amolek. We should remember what Amalek did. Magdima laharalana, they're the first to cause the trouble. Shenema is there, b'chol eis reis. We should remember this all the time. We should inspire Jewish people to want to fight against them. And the Zari is on Lisa also. So we should never weaken our hatred. As time goes on. So who Amro Yisrael is, we shouldn't lose this hatred or this, you know, readiness to fight Amalek. That's what this Mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is about. So who Amro Yisrael is, Zachar Shashos Amalek, that's what it means. The Lashon Sifrei, he quotes the same Sifrei that I showed before. Zochar Shashos Amalek. Komar, Emor Ma'amar in the Ficha, say things in your mouth with words, Shechaibu B'nai Adam, Shalom Sosu Sinasam Halavavav, to make sure you don't forget the hatred of Sosu Amalek. Remember always what they did, you should verbalize it. And he also quotes that Sifra, and who quotes that, the Ramban quoted as well, Zachar Shasal Amalek, Yachal Abavavav, Shomer, Mosishka Harishicha Talayma Mura, Haman Mekan Zachar, say son of the Ficha. Okay, he gives a lie. He says, that's from the Haftarah, this week, the Haftarah, Pasha Zohar. Hello, Sirah, Shmuel Hanavi. Kishi Hiskel Lassos Hamitzah Zos, Eich Asa Shu Zohar Tchila Maasei Ora, Nachar Kein Tziva Lohargam. Who only saw that's the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, it's the Haftarah, the Pasha Zohar, this Shabbos. Shmuel Aleph per Tetzvah, Pasuk Beis. And there it says, it's different in Minhag Ashkenaz and the Smartest to exactly where the Haftarah starts, but Minhag Ashkenaz is the first Pasuk of the Haftarah. Shmuel Beis per Tetzvah. It says, Shmuel Beis, okay, Paraketzvav, Pasuk Beis, yeah. So there, I'm sorry, Shmuel Aleph. Shmuel Aleph, Paraketzvav, Pasuk Beis. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the commandment, of course, to Shaul HaMelech, as first the commandment that the Melech is a wife out of Amalek. And it says, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Pokadati Eis Asher Osa Amalek L'Yisrael. I remember now what Amalek did to the Jewish people, and it says, "Asher samol baderach malos from Mitzrayim." They started up with them when they came out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam is saying that even Shmuel Hanavi and the Haftarah before the command, the next passage is "Atal leich v'kisa Amalek." Now go and fight Amalek. You know, we all Shmuel made a mistake and everything else, but the Haftarah begins first as a brief reference to what they did. The Rambam says that's the riot that we have to keep a lot. Well, what are we fighting these people? What did they ever do to us? So we have to know what they did to us. We always have to keep that in mind. That's the Rambam count as the mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvot. And the Rambam also brings this in Parakei of Hilchos Melachim Halacha Hei, where the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to always remember the mice of Amalek and so on, and we have to wipe out Amalek, huh?
Sheish remembers.
Right, so that's what the Sheish clears, right? And the Rambam doesn't form it that way, but yeah. Okay, so that's clearly a mitzvah, I say, according to the Rambam.
The Sefer formula.
Correct. And that's a big discussion, which I'm not really going to detail for, but a little bit. So let's take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch is in Mitzvah Tov Reish Gimel. It's a Puff Reish Gimel at the end of Parshas Kisaitse. He writes, they were the first ones to start off with the Jewish people that came out of Mitzrayim. Shakosu says Rashi's Gam Malik and so on. And it tells the marshal that some of you know that you have a boiling hot the tub or something like that, no one wants to go in. Probably one person goes in, cools it off everybody else. So after Kriyas Yamsuf, all the nations were afraid of the Jews, Gam Malik started up, even though they lost. So they cool things off for everybody else. And Mishar Shemitzah Losseis Elibenu Shat Kol Hamitzah Yisrael Sonar Hashem Baruch Hu. And it was thought some of the Jews were hated by Baruch Hu, and so on. That's the basic idea. And he says Midine Hamitzah Masha Amos Vanavacha Shechiyav Zichur Zihi Belev Uberpet. This is a mental awareness, and you have to verbalize. The Chayim is afraid, the same spray, and so on. Okay. And we mentioned this also in the Sifra, and he says as well. We shouldn't forget this and weaken our hatred after all the years. Okay, now he writes also, you said, says the Chinuch, we don't know a specific time. Look at the Rambam that I quoted for, Parakei Halacha, he talks about hating and wiping out a mouth. It doesn't mention a specific time. So Chinuch here too says, Lo yodanu bozman kavua b'shana obayom. Kimo shemet savinu b'tchiris mitzayim. Tchiris yitzis mitzayim, we have to do it. B'chol yom b'chol laila, right? The third parsha of Tishma. That's every day and every night you have to do Tishma. That time, ki b'schira hi ikar das. That's the more fundamental thing. It's done. Avot tam z'chiris ma'ashot ha'malik ena rak shalot tishtot tzilas b'libeno. Tzilas b'libeno. We shouldn't forget about it. B'day lonu b'zeh lizgo ena tam achas b'shona. U'shtei shona m'shalos. Maybe once a year, once every couple of years, once every 3 years. Again, we don't know what the time frame is, how often. We don't want to lose of what they did. We don't want the hatred to weaken, so it's not really clear how often you have to do it. But then he goes on, he says, throughout the Jewish world, you go through the whole Sefer Torah once a year, or in some places, the triennial cycle, fine. And therefore, at the very least, and therefore, you can be okay in the midst of that way. And now he writes, maybe we should say, Ki min hunger and shall Yisrael, but parsha zohar, likrosa b'shabbos miyuchad, the whole shana. Maybe the minig of Klal Yisrael to read this parsha once a year on a particular Shabbos, or the Shabbos before it, we call Shabbos Zohar, that's Torah. When they mitzvah zu, he shakavu came. The minig developed because of this mitzvah. He makes the link, okay, between the two. But who has Shabbos if they Purim? Oh, that's always a Shabbos for Purim. The din yeh goes from the Yom Purim of Yishmanel Shayom, Ki Haman Rosh of Zaro. Okay, really it makes sense to do it on Purim itself. Okay, back with Haman. But to remind us that this minute, this din, this mitzvah to Remah Malik was before the Purim story, so therefore, a Kabbalah parasha called on the Purim, that's where the Shabbos before Purim. A different discussion, but yeah.
What did they do before Purim?
I don't say so. I don't know. It's a good question. Did Parsha Zohar come up? I don't know. Maybe they were Yotsu Kisaytim. Maybe they had a special Shabbos. They did it once. I don't know. Okay, anyway, that's the idea that the, and he writes, in Heges Mitzvah Chola for Chosman, he says, but an interesting thing, which we can come back to, he says, this mitzvah is only upon men. Okay? Kilahem lasa from the Choma. They're the ones who have to fight. So the women don't have to fight.
Yeah,
and lower
that.
Okay, that's true. Well, it's not a matter of time, though. He says it's because it's the men who go out to battle, women don't go out to battle, so then only men have to be involved in this mitzvah. So, right, this Abraham, I want to come back to that point. But be that as it may, the chinuch, we see from the chinuch that he links the reading of Parsha Zohar with this people. Now, as many of you know,
you find it with the
DNA. Yeah, so that's right. So that's an interesting question. It appears that technically there would be such an obligation.
Yeah.
There are those, however, who say it's not for discussion tonight, but there are those who say it's not, actually we'll allude to it shortly. There are those who say it's only a mitzvah when there is a Jewish melech or a Jewish government or a Jewish army. It's not a mitzvah on every individual. I don't know that right now. Okay, anyway, as many of you know, it's for this reason we just read, it's not just the chinuch, but many Rishonim assume, and it's usually announced to make a big production about it in shul, right? That Parsha Zohar is not Torah, that one's out of mind, blah, 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 make a big announcement right at the end, that they read it afterwards, later, whatever, okay, about women. Okay, but anyway, I think here he doesn't like to do that, the rabbi likes to do it only once. Okay, whatever. But I'm not going into that problem right now. The point is that in some yeshivas, they read it, in all the different tunes and different havarot, Ashkenazi, Sardi, and this and that. Okay, so be that as it may, you saw the chinuch, links the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar, the reading of the minig of Parsha Zohar with this mitzvah. And many assume it's Doraisa. Okay, many regular Rishonim assume it's Doraisa. Tosis in Brachas of Yud Gimel Aleph. The Gemara is talking about the fact there are certain declarations or certain readings that we do as part of our service that have to be in Hebrew and others can be B'chol Lashon. Okay, whatever, that's the discussion. So Tosis writes in Brachas Yud Gimel Aleph, Divas B'Lashon HaKodesh, I'm not interested in the whole background, but he writes, the Yesh Lomar, the Meir, the Parashios, Hamasuyovat, Litros, Doraisa, Kimo, Parashios, Zophar. Okay, Tosis writes that when the Gemara is talking about certain things in the Torah that have to be read, it's talking about something like Parsha Zohar. So Tosis there in Brachas Yigimel Al clearly assumes that the Kli of Parsha Zohar is Doraisa. Similarly, the Rosh later in Brachas, a different context of Brachas, Parak Zion, Simon Chof, the Rosh later on in Brachas writes, he's referring to an interesting story that the Gemara tells us that Tamar Avonon Maiseh Bevelezer Shenichnas Reis HaKnezer Lomotor Sham Asorah. Bevelezer once came to Shul, there was no minion. And they couldn't find anybody. So he had his Eved with him, so he was Meshachar his Eved. He freed his Eved, now he became a Jew. Okay, so the question is, but that's against the Torah. You're not supposed to refuse your Eved yet, but it's for the purpose of the mitzvah, and it's the mitzvah of the Rambam and so on, and a public mitzvah, so they made a minion. But what's the issue? What do you need a minion for? The whole minion is Drabbanan. Even the Saint Kedush is only Drabbanan. So why would he go ahead and violate a Din D'oraisa to free his Eved for something that's Drabbanan? So he says, well, maybe it was talking about when you needed a minion D'oraisa, could go and lick those Parshas Zohar. Okay, whatever. I don't know that whole story. But the Rosh also is clearly assuming that what? That the Kriya Parshas Zohar is Nida D'oraisa. And that opinion makes... What? Well, again, I'm guessing, or it appears, that...
Well, that's a form...
Right, exactly. So, again...
Right,
so I'm guessing that it's a good question. Why, again, in the Sifrei, it says that we read before, you have to have a verbal declaration. This reading fulfills that verbal declaration. Now, you can ask, is that the only way to fulfill it? No, but that's why I read the Chinuch before. The Chinuch links, again, the Mishnah says you read Parsha Zohar, right? It's one of the four. Right, the minig developed to fulfill the mitzvah in this particular way. But once you do it, that reading constitutes the fulfillment of this mitzvah d'oraisa.
That's the only way.
Correct. We didn't say it was the only way, right. Yeah, when you there's no reason when you come around to Parshas Ki Tse during the course of the year that you would not be yotzei. Yeah, you would be yotzei. Okay, you're hearing it then. In fact, there's some who say that even the Magen Avraham says, not for right now, but I'll mention that on Purim morning when we read Vayavar Amalek, which is the end of the Shalach, which also describes the original downfall of Amalek, so then the yotzei with that also. So there are other ways to be yotzei. I'm pointing out that our reading, Tosus is saying, and the Rosh is saying that our reading is exactly what Josh formulated. Our reading of Parshas Zohar, which again the Mishnah does record as part of the four, the four special sedges, four parshios. So the Mishnah does record Shnia, the second one is Zohar, and our reading of Zohar constitutes the fulfillment of this Mishnah Daraisa, which is the Pez that the Sifrei explains based on the word Zohar and Lo Tishkach, and which the Rambam counts as the mitzvah, which the Sefer Achinuch counts as the mitzvah, and the Achinuch again says, well, the Achinuch is Mesupakot Ramban. We saw the Ramban. The Ramban says, I'm not exactly sure. And the Chinuch also is not exactly sure how often, but our practice to do it is the fulfillment of this. And that shita, or that sack, makes it into the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Arachayim simen tof reish pei hei, simen tof reish pei hei, in Sif Zayim. Yesh omrim sheparsha zohar, who parshas paradum, it's not our problem now, chayovim lekarami doraisa. There are those who say that reading the parsha zohar is doraisa. You're out in the boondock someplace, there's no minion. You got to come and make sure there's a minion. Could be a small part of the Shahami Daraisa. Should they come in and read them Daraisa? And then around more Ed, they should try and read them. If you can't, you read them Machomish. Okay. But anyway, that's from the Chaber Paskins and the Tuf Reish Pei Eis Zion. The Mishnah Brewer and Sivkot Yud Dalad, right? How do we know it's Parsha Zohar? The Chiv Zohar Sesha Osa. The Garmina and the Gemara, the High Zohar, Hainu Ba'amira, Mitocha Sefer. We learn out from the Gemara. It's not so clear where it's from the Gemara. There is a Gemara in Megillah that seems to say similar to that Sifrei, but I quote him the Sifrei because it's clearer there. But the Mishavur refers to the Gemara, and he says, you have to read Mitocha Sefer. And the low died in Rashiach, but at the Libo. It's not enough to mentally recall. That's why Zohar reading has to have a mind, he's supposed to everybody who's listening and the listeners, Gamashom, Sikhon Khamelot, you have to remind the Yotir Mitzvah. If you've caught in Test Zion, that's why you need a minion, even if you have a safe Torah in your house. You should make sure you have a minion and so on. All right, anyway, because that's to be in the context of Kriyas HaTorah. We're going to come back to that later. It's in the context of, if you have your own safe Torah at home, I don't know if it's in the context what we call Kriyas HaTorah. And he works on the trees of Shemazashi after the minion. Okay, we don't have to go into all of that. And he mentioned about whatever the violin only counts on Purim morning. Not everybody agrees. The Shabur is wondered about it because Lemaisa doesn't there say Timcha Zechamalach. Because Baruch Hu's I will wipe out. There it says Emcha. Doesn't say you have to do it. So the Mishabur is in the fact break whether he can be Yotze. Anyway, be that as it may, the idea of this is Kavona Shalotishka Lo Lishkach Mashos Hamalach. When the Sapra is there, the Banelo, Loma lahem kach oslano harasha lechach mitzavino and kol shmo kemosher kasev ramban b'viro v'zelam iskam pasha avamalek. All that stuff's not in by avamalek. Okay. Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah there. Yeah. Right. So it's a good question. Okay. So hold the thought for one second. Okay. I just want to mention something else first. Maybe we'll come to that right now. Okay, the Keren Ora has a long essay in Brachas Daf Gimel. He goes off onto a lot of side topics, but he mentions here about Sefiras HaMolech, and he says, and maybe he gives the answer to your question, since he tries to understand why we have his ID diary. Turn our brachas of Gimel goes into a lot of side things. So later on, let me talk a little about zechira, okay? Because he says the Rambam does not count as a mitzvah. You talked about shesh zechiras before, and the Sfaradisi do have 10 zechiras, okay? But whatever they are, the Rambam only counts as a mitzvah two of them, okay? The Rambam doesn't count zechiras, which I'm famous enough, but that's not our issue now. Okay, the only counts two: Chizochah Shom Hashabbos, Chirush Shom Hashabbos, and Chirud Amayis Hamolik. And the Lobia Dvara Emasu is Man Chirush Amayis Hamolik. But the Rambam never told us, says the Karen Ora, when it is, like we're discussing tonight. The Yesh Mershon Shomud Amitzah Lizko B'Chol Yom comes every day. Right? See this one.
How do we know?
What it is? Yeah. The Yesh Omin the Ikar Mitzvah Kosa Mitzibur. Uladeya, and some say, like we just said, it's Mitzibur. So Karen Ora, answer your question. Your question. Uladeya Zu, Yesh Lohamed, the Maishnah, the Zu, the Mitzvah, the Mitzibur. What in there, Minyan, who says it's Mitzibur? Mishar, all the other Zheiros, all the other five, and then the other nine, and plus the only Minyan. Mitzarech Lomar, he says, the Kavan, the Kavanas has Zheiro, he linkom nikmas Hashem Eitach HaToy Ma'il. The purpose is to remember to destroy them. Zedogah Hamutal HaTziburu. This mitzvah to destroy Amalek is a mitzvah on the tzibur, not a mitzvah on each individual Jew, you and me and you. Okay? Okay. There has to be a mitzvah. You're right. Technically speaking, it's not a kol ha'niyach. It's on the tzibur. That's what he says. Okay? Now, then he says, I don't know if... Yeah, that would be enough, right? But that's like any... Okay, anyway... No, that's a question. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah on the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Now, what does that mean? Some say you have to have a melech. That's why some say, one of the famous kashas, if you bring it up, there's a famous kasha. There's a sefer, Tal Chacham wrote, called Ner L'Meir, which we had 100 answers to the famous kasha of Beis Yosef and Nechus Chanukah. What do you have? 8 days of Chanukah. There was enough oil for the first day. So you only have seven. Anybody had a comment about that? So he wrote a sefer with 100 terutzim to that kasha. A couple years ago, my son was married to Saul. You know, nowadays, we live in an age where everything is better, so sometimes the sefer with 500 answers to that kasha. He bought it for me. Okay. Anyway, but the same author also wrote another sefer called Ner L'Mei Apurim, where he asked the question how there's an issue to have Hanoah from property of Amalek. So the Pasuk says in the end of the Megillah says that, but Yosem is Achasherish, that's Mordechai is al Beis Haman. How do you have it? A famous kasha also. How could he say, I'm off Amalek, house on Amalek? So some say this wasn't the real destruction of Amalek because there was no Jewish government, there was no Jewish king, even though it was at the center. Anyway, these are all interesting things and not just Purim Torah. Anyway, the Keren Ora, the Karen Ara has this idea that that's why you need a minion, because the mitzvah is on the seaboard. Of course, he goes on to say, also, whoever says that it has to be every year. Okay, but anyway, the Karen Ara mentions that. Having said all of this, I want to now come to the question I really like to look at tonight. And that is a fascinating question, which is raised by a number of people. It appears in the Chuvas of the Maram Shik. Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. And his Chuvas, Chelek Arachayim Simen Shin Lamed Vav. There's a whole Simen on, he also talks about why it's in the Tzibor, and who says we need to say for Torah, why can't you read Mechumash. Some of these issues that we alluded to tonight are mentioned by the Maram Shik in his Chuvas. And he also says, since you asked the question, Mr. Mark with the same thing. He says, "Kashem shi tzam milchama ikar al tibur since the milchama on tibur is also dinner on tibur." The Maram Shik says it too. But at the end of the shul, the Maram Shik raises an interesting question. Assuming there is this mitzvah, which we just said, how come there's no bracha on the mitzvah of remembering my family, reading about it? There's a mitzvah of likros ahalel. There's a mitzvah of mikra megillah. So how come there's no bracha? So the Maram Shik writes, "Umaj, huh?" Okay, hold on. So he says, that which we don't make a bracha, we don't make a special bracha on this mitzvah, Kiryas Hamoli. That which we don't, he says, he refers to a tshuva from the Rashba. It's a famous tshuva to Rashba where he asked a general question. Rashba wants to know in general why some mitzvahs get brachas, some mitzvahs don't. Like, go through the list of mitzvahs, you know, and some have brachas, some don't. Right? So he begins by asking, how come there's no bracha when the mitzvah lends somebody money when he's poor? So you know, don't make a bracha on that, or things like this. Why is there no bracha? So he gives various different rules. There's other mishnah talk about the famous Jewish Rashba, and one of the things what about when you return an aveda? Other things, whatever. So one of the things he says in the context of the tshuva is that we don't make a bracha when there's something, when it involves something unfortunate or something bad. Okay. He says, for example, animals. Not. We're not worried about. We're worried about people. So he says, he says that, for example, when Bez didn't execute somebody. And that's a mitzvah. They make a bracha first. make a whole, guy's on a mikveh, put his guy home, and I'm going to check the guy, you're going to phone the guy. He says things along these lines, he says, we don't do. He says, and things, for example, he would come from an aveira, if you stole something, you return the aveira, you return the gzela, you don't make a bracha. It's all these things. So, and even one of the rules that the Rashba sets forth is that you don't make a bracha when there's something unfortunate, there's something negative, and so on, such as, he gives an example, to make a bracha, that's something that happens. You don't make a bracha on performing such a mitzvah. That's the answer of the Rashba in this tshuva. And so therefore, Tzachshon HaMalek, but it'll be the same category. You're taking lives. Okay, you're taking lives. That's the chain and the bracha on this is bezin. But if you say is for a chos al kriyos, so they are chofetz. Can you start on shol v'shoyim? Because bracha doesn't really want to kill the v'shoyim, right? Well, if you say the bracha on him, ki inyan she'amru, she'ein omu mahalel b'rosh ha'shadu, ne she'om ha'din. Rashon is yantif, but we don't say halel ha'shon ha'an chifu. It's yom ha'din. You're nervous, okay? Ude kamrina, close to the Gemara, Rashon lamed beis and beis. When we read the Tochacha, we don't stop in the middle and give a guy an aliyah, they make a bracha on all the curses, right? Things like that we don't do. We say, ain't no bracha of Puranas. So therefore, it says the Rashba, we don't make a bracha on Mises. Better than the Maram Shik extends it as well, as I said, to this. Okay? It's interesting, as an aside, the Maram Shik in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Maram Shik also wrote on the mitzvah, Reish Tzadi Zion, he talks about the making a bracha on Kiddush, if he's dying on Kiddush Hashem. A person killed on Kiddush Hashem, so he says, there's a question, do you make a bracha? If you make a bracha, you're going to be shot on Kiddush Hashem. There's the old joke, it's Purim, about the guy who's held by whatever Nazis or Arabs, whatever it is, and they're about to kill, he knows he's going to be killed, starts and makes the bracha, he says, and just then, after he makes the bracha, the soldiers come in, they get rid of Alteris, so he's standing and goes, right, they can't all the rest of his life. All right, anyway, be that as it may, some Mamshik discussed that in the same, and this is Reish Sarayin says, maybe there's no bracha altogether, because stuff would rather not have happened. This same Svara, that the Mamshik mentions, the Kaf HaChaim mentioned as well. The Kaf HaChaim is in Tof Reish Pei Hei, in Os Chof Tes. He says, "Hatam lama ein levarchen al mitzvah say the zech hamolik chasu." He says, "For some who say levishal hashchasa ein levarchen, of destruction will make a bracha, but afilo hashchasa do mus olam, even destruction of non-Jews." Since we see, he quotes a different source. Later, nechazir the amar kosh baruch hu my fiyada tov mayom v'atem amim shira. Remember that by Kriyas Yamsov. They want to aim halacha. Want to sing, and I said, "Brother, one of my people, a human being, goes down in my hand, we're trying to, but I make it wrong."
Right.
We could think of we're in danger. Right. I'll go to that. But that's the Kaf HaChaim. We'll get back to that. Huh? Baruch Hashem. Yeah, that's true. Okay, it's a good R. But anyway, that's what the. But that's not. Yeah. Okay. We ask Hashem to destroy it, but don't make a bracha when we destroy it. But anyway, that's what the Kaf HaChaim says. That's what the. That's what he says. The Gemara of my Tel Tomei was Megillah Daf Yudam Beis, right? Amar Yochanan, my deceiver of Karav Del Zekal Alayla, right? It says that the Jewish army and the Egyptian army that night before Kishanza didn't come near each other, but they have a play on words. Marshal explains on Hedjim, a play on words, well, Karav Zel Zed, that's Malachim language, like the same Kedusha, the Karav Zel Zed Yamat. So they didn't come that night. The Malachim didn't say Shira that night. They wanted to sing Shira on the Mapal of the Mitzvah and stuff. Because both of the women are my handiwork dying here, so therefore, it was not appropriate to say Shira. Now, that's the answer to the Maram Shikir and the Kaf HaChaim gives. There's a collection of Tshuvas, the contemporary Tanakh, Nosam, Pishtetner, and Eretz Yisrael. Tshuvas, Lahoros, Nosam. Lahoros, Nosam. Chelek, Aleph, Simon, Mem, Zayin refers to this Maram Shik, okay, and the Kaf HaChaim also, that we don't make a broch on Kriya Zohar, because we don't make a broch on destruction, based on Masei Yod, Tov, Mayom, and so on. And he says, first of all, we could argue, you know, that Gemara, they don't sing Shira, but just a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's not necessarily the same thing. I mean, you're right. The Shira, a special song, okay, but Birchas HaMitzvah. So he says, and furthermore, he says, he doesn't think that Rashba, that the Rav Shik quoted, is a good stusha, is a good comparison, because he says, that's true in general. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want Rishayim to die, okay, because, you know, maybe we want them to do tshuva and so on. And however, but b'chias abalik, Kalish Shekvani Stavino Lido, we already commanded to get rid of them. Exactly what he said. That's not the same thing. A Jew did a dozen affairs and chashav this accident. Okay, so we wish he would do tshuva. We're not so happy. But with Amalek, the whole essence, Stavino Lido, Salam Chivah Asir. The lo yitochin should be spotted with Suzu. Well, Shaiyat is the one who can't cause Baruch Hafez to be Sosan. Can't say cause Baruch to want them to die. What do you mean? He can never get to kill him. What are we doing now? The Vada Shekachu Chafez is Shafez is Shem Shiyun Su. Well, Shaiyat is the one with the Halvai Shalom Hayu. Came and Shemar Nigzor Adin Lohavez. Lehin Limachos. Okay, and therefore, it's like, well, I admit we should make a Baruch. And he says, furthermore, he says, you know, by Mises Bezmi, he goes to a whole discussion about Tshuva, a person could have done Tshuva. So technically speaking, if a guy does Tshuva, so doesn't change. Well, let's say a guy does tshuva, the Bezdin still going to have to execute him. Now, sometimes you hear these cases where the guys are a man or a woman on death row, and, you know, they're supposed to execute him. Meanwhile, in prison, he taught people how to read, and he did all these wonderful things. He's trying to be a wonderful person. And they want to see clemency in some, but that doesn't undo the fact that, you know, at 10 years old, he slaughtered just for 50 people. He killed his family, whatever he did. Anyway, but by a Moloch, we don't say the same thing. And then he brings another riot. There's nothing to say. There's another riot. And one second, he says, pay attention to the bracha that we say right after reading the Megillah. The Gemara Megillah, Chaf Aleph Beis. What do we say? Harav Eshivenu, No Kain Esnik Moseinu. We ask Hamishalim Gemul Lechol Hakadosh Baruch Hu punish us. That's the whole bracha that we say at the end of Megillah's Esther is basically a petition of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to wipe out all enemies. Bracha Hashem Hanifro Amo Yisrael Mikol Toleim. So like. Obviously, right, that's the point. Okay, you're right, but we're making a bracha where we're basically saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu should destroy all enemies, so then it's hard to say, oh, but if we destroy enemies, we should make a bracha, because we rather did not. Yes. It's a bit of a, anyway, so that's what he says, what, And he says, therefore, Shira made it, but a bracha like this, that's allowed. Anyway, so therefore, the does not like the answer of Maram Shik, that he compares it to the Chulash Harshba by Mises Bez, he said it's not really a valid comparison. So we'll have to see possible other answers. So a few other answers, that's how I guess it. Okay, so I want to point out, first of all, an important thing. And maybe this is one answer. No, I'll get back to his answer shortly. There's another possible answer. And that is, what is the nature of this mitzvah? Zechir Samalek. I'm sorry, you had a question before.
Yeah. Well,
again, so this is a shir by itself. What does tshuva do in terms of chivay bezdin? You know,
of course, many times in history has happened over and over and over.
Right, right. So that's a broader question. Okay, so if you look carefully, and maybe we should look, you know, you look carefully in the language of the Rambam. For example, let's look back for a second in the Sefer Mitzvah that we read before. The Rambam seems to very clearly link this mitzvah, and so did that, so did the Ramban, and so did the Chinuch. They all said, what's the purpose of remembering Amalek? Why do we make such a big fuss on Amalek? So that what? We'll know to destroy them. Oh, exactly. It's really, in a certain sense, almost like a Hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is to facilitate, exactly, certainly according to the Chinuch, which says women are puffed from Zechiras Amalek. Why? Because then it goes to battle. Clearly, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, according to him, is linked to the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. And that's the language of the Rambam also. Again, in Kuf Pei Tes, the Rambam says the whole purpose is Nizare Zom Lisno So, so we'll go out, we'll destroy them, and we won't lose our hatred over the years. So, well, but eventually there will be. Eventually there will be. Well, in the meanwhile, we'll keep it alive. We'll keep the ball in play. Exactly. So that's a very important point to mention. The Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Kisetze, where Parshas Zohar is, Parshas Kisetze, in Ozayim, Medrash Tanchuma compares Zohar by Amalek and Zohar by Shabbat. And he says it's like good news and bad news, so to speak. You know, they're parallel in a way, and not parallel. He gives an example. Sometimes, you know, personally, he gives a melech, invites people over, and he gives a whole Suda. And bring a plate full of all kinds of delicious delicacies and so on. And he said, while he's talking about that, he said, remember, my good friend, you know, you bring up somebody good in that context. On the other hand, then you bring out an empty plate, now remember my enemy, just to symbolize my enemies. He says the same thing. Shabbos, Zohar Shomer Shabbos, Akadcho, Lechab Dober, Maichal, Ober, Mishnah, Chus, Nekia, by my Malek, so how do we remember it? Shulchan Reka, to wipe them out. So again, what do you see from this Megish Tanchuma? The whole Zechiras HaMalek is for the purpose of what? Of ultimately wiping that. Similarly, in the Pirk of the Belezer, in Parak Mem, Dalit. Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. Oh, right. So he says, same thing, he mentions this, the whole same story, comparing Amalek to Shabbos, and he says, Zohar Zohar, Shabbos we do through wonderful things, and Amalek we do through destruction. Anyway, again, you see that the mitzvah of Zohar by Amalek is connected to destroying Amalek, and this is very, very clear from the number of comments. Oh, that's what he's saying. I'll just show you one or two other riots to this, the Chizkuni. In Parsha Kisala. Right, right. Let's see. So the Chizkuni in Parsha Kisala. On the part of Amalek, the Parsha of Amalek, it says in Parak Yudayin, of Shmos Posek Kisalad, the Chizkuni says, you should write this down. He says, we have to keep this in our history, okay? And, we were asking the Zomelach, he's a Chizkuni, the Chizkuni is the Talmud of Rashbol, and Rishonim, this is Parish on the Chumash. That's Kenyan Zayim, Serenu, Shofet, Lashofet, Ksov, Zoz, Zikaron, Vasefer. That's the Pazim Shab Shalom. Write down the Talmud. And transmit it person to person, generation to generation. Ad Shiyamot Melech Yisrael. Until there will be a king. Because remember, there wasn't a king then either. Write it down, right? And it was Shofet. And by the way, what was the first job of the king, Shol? That was his first mission. I mean, he blew it, but that was his first mission, right? And then you won't wonder, why is it? The king won't say, what am I going to do? The answer is because it's been handed down already for generations and generations. In fact,
that's
the same thing.
Need a king?
Yeah, that's it, but I'm not bringing the riot. I'm bringing the riot to show that the Zechira is for the purpose of ultimate destruction. That's what about Bag also writes in his commentary to Shmuel.
You have that ultimate destruction.
Well, we'll see in a second. Shmuel Beis. Parak Aleph Pasuk Chazan is a long thing. Atzilas Hashmini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to wipe out Amalek, and he also says that's the reason why we have to remember L'zos hasiba tivsa torish and nizgar tashar for Amalek, and that's mitzurah l'zem hasharat Hashem is love l'chalos, not to destroy them. So all these Rishonim commentaries say that, and therefore now, returning to a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara also discusses a little bit like that Rashba, and how come certain mitzvahs don't, or certain mitzvah type activities don't have prophets. So the Gemara says in Menachos Mem Beis Amud Beis, talking about filling over there, okay? It says that he says, how come when we make tefillin, a person writes tefillin, the sofer writes it, they'll make a bracha. And a lot of Haina times them are called mitzvah, the asiyasa, gemar mitzvah, when what you're doing is the ultimate mitzvah, kigon mila, that's it. They cut the horse again. And then Megmar says, I tell you, I forgot the shirbo, the kolonar issue, the Yisrael tzarchavar, the chol mitzvah, the asiyasa, lav gemar mitzvah, any mitzvah where what you're doing is not the end, okay, to go to film, like writing film. Rashi said, film asiyasa mozi gemar mitzvah achik shereen. It's only mitzvah once you're that month. That's the mitzvah. So therefore, a kavana is like a bracha. Right, that's something different. Right, kavana is something else, but the bracha you don't make. Okay?
The
Rishonim make sukkah. Right. No, but you're talking about Yerushalmi. Yeah, you're talking about Yerushalmi. Yeah, but that's not, we're sticking with the Bible right now. But then, you don't make a bracha. That's what the Gemara Menachos says. So, therefore, and by the way, the Rambam Paskins like that, the Halacha, did I bring that Rambam? Yes. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, let's see, I should look in Hilchos Brachos. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, this Paskins like this, the Halacha, like this Gemara Menachos, he says, Kol mitzvah shasiyos hani gemar chiyuva mevarach ala b'shas hasiyos. The whole mitzvah sheyesh achar hasiyos a tziyu acher, if after you did it another tziyu, mevarach ala b'shas hasiyos a tziyu acher. Okay, so pa'osef sukkah, when you build your sukkah, oh Lord, you put your love together, or you osha, make a shofar, or you make totzitzis, or tzorom mezuz, mevarach b'shas hasiyos, asher kirishan uslavs ala asul sukkah, o licht of tzilin, mesheyesh achar hasiyos a tziyu acher, there's a further thing. When you put up the fence around the roof, then having said all of that, that could be the answer to our kasher. Namely, why is there no bracha on zechiras ma'aseh malach? Because I just showed you all these mepharshim, all the what. That the zechira is only in a certain sense like a hechsher mitzvah for mechia, so that's not the end. So whenever you have a mitzvah, this is only stage one, like you said, all a means to an end. Then there's no bracha, no pasha. Okay. However, good answer. I'm happy with it, but okay, it's a very good answer. Okay. I just want to point out, full disclosure though, that not everybody links the zechira and the mechia. Okay. For example, the Minchas Chinuch on that mitzvah in Tav Reish Gimel, the Mincha, yeah, he says he doesn't understand this idea that the Minchas Chinuch. No. He says he doesn't understand this. The Sefer Chinuch said women are putter from the mitzvah Zechiras Amalek. They're not obligated to fight. Says the Minchas Chinuch, who says they're linked, right? He says Yiratzas the putter of women. You know, he says I'm not sure I understand, because who knows. Who knows exactly? Let me just find it. First of all, he says by Mechanis Mitzvah, women fight too. The language is more tilted. I feel a kal nechupas, chas nechupas. Okay, the one question. But more important for us right now is Gam mi amar b'sod Hashem Yisparah. Who knows the secret of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a kal machmas hanakama, that the reason for the zechira is only to later take revenge? Defshark there is a kasher shenizka sinaso meizatam. Maybe there's some other reason that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has, and we don't know why a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to hate them. We're not, you know, anachle ein yodim. Okay? The Efshar asked the Vias Nishikhenu, she carries on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, loya zecha, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Atami, Mitzvah in his core, below his core. What happens when Mashiach comes? We'll pack a wipe out of Molech. There'll be no more Molech. Maybe there'll still be a Mitzvah to remember. Who says they're linked? You know, that's in 2 points. You know, maybe there'll still be a Mitzvah of Zechiras, my son, Molech, even after... If I'm always in the story, so therefore, okay, right. The more important, less important thing. But okay. Now, a different, right? He's Al-Kain Tzarech in the Poti Noshmet Zuzu. Okay? So he thinks even the other Jew, other people, are other women are chayav. But in any event, you see clearly from the Mitzvah of Zawad that he holds that the Zekira and the Mechia are not connected. Okay, so you're asking a question which, you know, I don't have time for now, but that's what we discussed. So what does anyone else do with this? Yeah. I can't have good sense. It's against everybody else. I do want to point out, I forgot to mention this before, the smack in Mitzvah Chof Gimel, Sefer Mitzvah Cotton, he says, Shalom Lishkoch, my son Malik, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitzilana Miyado, Vavur Zeh Tiyar Sol Panelo, Vil Tinechto, Vazeh Yitin Al Koch, Vil Nach Kenyi Menem. He holds like the other Rishon. He's another one. But I found at least one Rishon, the Sefer Charedim, the borderline, Sefer Charedim, in Mitzvah Samech, Perek Samech, right? Perek Samech, the Mitzvah Chof Gimel, Perek Samech, he writes, he says, the Samach Achar Zichron Amalek, he says that there's a connection to Torah. He says, there are a number of things. What does Amalek, what does the story of Amalek follow? We don't realize, we don't notice it this Shabbos. But the previous psukim before Amalek are about having fair middos, just weights and measurements. So he says there's a connection. What's right after Amalek? The end of Kisei to the beginning of Yisava, Bikurim. So he says, I ask because we might think, Efshal Raffles for your time, Loma, Loma, Etzach, Lalos, Du, Shalayim, Lashko, Adav, Echad, or Rimon, or Shibolis, he says, the person might think, you know, I have one grape or one bushel of fruit, the wife, Shepulu, Shalayim, and Bikurim, so he might weaken, have a Chalisha Das and not do this mitzvah, so therefore it says, what happens when you get weak with mitzvahs? The Amalek comes. So the Haredim seems to be understanding that the mitzvah of the Chiras Amalek nothing to do with wiping out Amalek. It has to do with being mizaris ourselves in mitzvahs in general, like, okay. So at least according to them, so according to these approaches, we have to come up with a different tarot to Akasha, why should there be no bracha? So that will come back to Nosson Gestetner, who asked Akasha in the first place, you know. He gives a different tarot than God. That was, again, I think it's a good tarot, what we said for many people, but it doesn't work that way. He has a different thing. Listen, this is an old gimel, and I'm saying Chuba Lahore is not from Chelekes on that side. What's the reason for Birchas HaMitzvahs in general? Why do we make a bracha? I mean, that says in the Torah. Why were the Chacham and the second, the concept of Birchas HaMitzvahs altogether? Why are there brachas on mitzvahs altogether? See, the fascinating ritual in Pesachim, Zion of Days, a quick ritual, he says an amazing thing. He says, the Chosov Harit, right? The Tam Zera Shomer Chacham in the Chomach Levorach Amitz Ovel Asdach. Kidei she iskate is tchila bebrocha the egal of Yehudia shu osa osa mitnei mitz Hashem Yisbarach. I'm about to do this act. Hashem said, so you should realize why I did not only that. V'od, yes, yeah, one second. So I always, V'od, ki ha-brochas mevodos ha-nefesh, the brocha is what's in your soul. V'roi la-hakki mevodos ha-nefesh, v'malash mevodos ha-guf. Before you do the physical act, it's right, it's like a shein yichud. As a matter of fact, I always said that this mitzvah is like, you know, the, so to speak, the mucker to saying the shein yichud and heim rucham zuman. Tonight, I found, I mean, I'm sure other people know it, but the Chassam Sofer, on that same, in his Chidushim, on that same daf from Sochem, Zayin Rebbe, Zilu Masu Kulei Alma, Zilu Masu Kulei Mitzvahs Kulon, actually says this. He quotes from the Kuzari, interestingly enough. He says, Yesh Lomar, Kulei Mitzvahs Kulon, Rochai Olesan, Dikteik Lomar, Kulei Mitzvahs Kulon, Yatai Bo, Mechai, Lomarach, Mitzvahs Olesan, Kulei Mitzvahs Kulon, Yesh Lomar, Mishim Yivur, Bekuzari, Tama, Brocha, He does talk and link it up, and he says that's the purpose of now. What's that got to do with us? So says the Horus Nothing, there's nothing gestetner. He says, when do you need that? Okay, and even the whole good thing says, come on, fine. When do you need that? That's only when the Maisa Mitzvah itself isn't clear what you put it on tefillin. What exactly it represents, you know? But he says here, by Zechiras Amalek, the very act of the mitzvah inherently is, you don't need the bracha, so to speak. It's inherently almost something, like we saw, it's the lave and the pet. It's inherently the lave. Huh? Okay, so literally he says, When you read the Parsha Zohar, you're reading to remember Amalek. That is the mitzvah. You don't have to think, you know what I'm reading is to remember Amalek. But that's exactly what you're saying. That's what you're reading. The Haksibo Zohar and Zom. The Nimsish Amiras HaParsha Mo'elis Kamiras HaZohar. Saying the Parsha, the actual mitzvah. The act of, you want to say Kriya Shema Amin Kabbalah HaMashiach could be similar. I talk to you, Zohar, right? So when the Maitre, right, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. But there's some idea that I'm doing with at least because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. But here, the actual myth is reading what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That's the Horus Nosa. And he says, and he mentions at the end, Hallel. And at the end he mentions, you talk in the Zeh HaTam Shem Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Kriya Shema. He mentions Kriya Shema. Yeah, it's an interesting question. Okay, so a few lines later, the Horus Nosa, Baruch Hu Hallel. Okay, that's a Hallel. He says, "Bishum de b'mizmorei ha'halel, the kapitlach of Hallel, lo nizkar she'eshkiv mitzvah lomar Hallel." It never says in the text of the mitzvah say Hallel. Okay. Anyway, and what about Mikra Megillah? Okay, so he discussed it. But anyway, this is the answer of Zoros Nosson, the Har Kasha, and that is that the very mitzvah itself inherently, so to speak, doesn't need a bracha. There is one last. Well, he said Kriya Shema is like that, okay? There are some others maybe like that, okay? I want to give one other answer, okay?
Well, we do
okay.
It is a fun, and we
find it, right? Well, for some of them, yeah. Different opinion. Different opinion. Different problem. I don't want to talk about that with women, but I just mentioned that as a... So I want to mention one other thing here, okay? Another possible terrorist. We'll finish up. Another possible terrorist to this Kasha. Of why there's no bracha. You take a look in Hilchos Tefillah, in the Rambam, and towards the end of the Hilchos Tefillah, Parak Yud Gimel, Halacha Chaf, the Rambam writes, talking about the Arba Parshios, and there, if you look carefully, the Rambam says, Rosh Chodesh Adar, is that Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chaf Tes? He says, I'm not going to read the whole Rambam study, but he basically says, the Shabbos Shnia, you read Parshas Zohar, Maftir, and Kol Harsha Papadati, like we said before, that is Parshas Parah, Parshas Chodesh. There, the Rambam seems to say that what is the Kriya of Parsha Zohar? It's one of a series of four. He doesn't single out Parsha Zohar in any way in this presentation, he doesn't single out Parsha Zohar in any different than Shkolim or Parah and Achodesh, which seems to indicate that there is an essential, there's a basic idea that the way we have now chosen, so to speak, Api Minig Yisrael, to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is via the Doraisa mitzvah. The language of the but okay. I said, but what I'm saying is like this: we have our practice. Our practice is that we fulfill the Doraisa of Zechiras Amalek by means of reading the Torah. But ultimately, what is it? It's a Kriyas HaTorah. And you ask about the women, so the Shulei Biskin has a tshuva in the Kuntres Achron, in Os Kuf Alef and Kuf Beis. He discusses the question of whether women are obligated in Amalek. I don't go into details on it, but he simply links it up with the general question of whether women are obligated Kriyas HaTorah or not, regular Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, in a certain sense, certainly when we do the Mitzvah, Parsha Zohar is a form of Kriyas HaTorah. That's what he's saying over here. He quite closely ties in among our Romans and Reish Pei Beis. The woman of Chayim and Kriyas HaTorah. The Chayim and Kriyas HaTorah. The Chayim and Kriyas HaTorah. That's the point. He links them up. Now, it's interesting. That's a further question. If you take a look in our Chayim and Reish Pei Beis, okay, $5 in the room. Ramor writes that regarding a cotton, whether cotton can get mafter and so on, and he writes that Whenever we have two svarim or gimel, which we'll have in a few weeks, parsha chodesh, right? Hamaftir kol barchanav a katan yochol likros the parsha from mustafin over dalat parsha shemusifin ba'atam. Even a katan can read. That's the Rambam right. Even a katan can read parshas. These parshas.
In the beginning,
Ali, or yeah, both. Okay. Says the mishaburis of katan chav gimel. Yafal pi sheparsh zoch lechogan at Torah shishmer kol adam Yisrael a katan shein mechuliv daber ena cholotim nechavosim. We call Malcolm, Hare Akshav, the way we do it now, in your chiluk, Hashat Koreo Mashmir with Seabor. The kid's not reading anyway, right? The kid's getting Aliyah, but the Shas is reading it. And therefore, now he says, Yesh Machmir Vidavar Shalikos, the Fakha Parsha Zohar, the Fakha Parsha Sport, the Fakha Machmir thought. But in any event, that's what comes out, that even a cotton technically speaking, get Aliyah. However, the Taz, by us here, in Hikos Purim, it's in Tof Reish Pei Hei, and we'll wrap up. Sukkotan days. The Taz writes also regarding a cotton. He says, I'll just say that. So, since the cotton, in effect, can't make the bracha, he doesn't understand. Therefore, he can't be called up for the aliyah of Parsha Zohar. So offhand, one second, who cares? He's saying the bracha, good, but I'm going to listen to the Chazan Zohar, but it's like the Mishabu. So why is it possible like that? So it could be, and I was thinking of the following, that, and then Baruch Hashem, I was able to see it, the Sifrei of Frank kind of said, you see from that Taz, that Parsha Zohar, once we do it this way, takes on the regular dinim of what? Of Kriyas HaTorah. Memela, I thought you could say that that's why there's no special bracha. The regular Birkas HaTorah that the Oleg gets counts whatever Chiyah is being discharged by this particular Kriyas HaTorah. So ordinarily, Kriyas HaTorah is discharging Mitzvah Rabbanan, for the most, right? This particular Shabbos, the Kriyas HaTorah is discharging Mitzvah D'oraisa, but the regular Birchas HaTorah that the Ola says before and after, whatever the Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to accomplish, that broken counts for it. And so yeah, I thought of Mitzvah, but the Sifrei Frank and the Mikroi Kodesh, he doesn't miss that. You don't need it. That's what you're saying. You don't need it.
That's all that way of doing it, but he said
it's covered. It's covered. Because you don't need another Birkas HaMitzvah. So that's what he writes. This is Simon Bays in footnote 1. So he writes, he quotes the Kapachayim, they were wondering why we don't have a bracha. He says, "The feed runner extra should Birkas Hashem Bachabano, should Mavarach HaKriyas Parshas Zohar Torah." He got a bracha, Mitzvah Zohar, right? It's the same thing because you're making a bracha on this mitzvah. Really? Having said that, oh, since we're over. No, because this is the way we're performing the mitzvah. This Kriyas HaTorah discharges that mitzvah. So the bracha that we say on this Kriyas HaTorah discharges whatever Chiyuv bracha there is for this mitzvah. So say it's all one. I'll just add, you don't have to go that far. Even if you don't accept that, Rabbi Yehuda Frank, even if you don't accept it, no, you can't say the Birchas HaTorah. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? It's a different type of bracha. So since we're also coming in on 30 days of Pesach, I have here the Haggadah of Maisa Nisim from the Uriato of Lisa, the author of the Nesivus. So he has the famous kasha in his introduction. He asks, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah sefer yitzchak? Begin the Seder by Magid Avodim Hayino. So how come we don't say, yeah, bracha, but we don't say a regular birchas hamitzvah? Okay? So there are a lot of people, well, you said in Kiddush, at the end of Magid, you have Asher Golanu. No kasha. What he says basically is as follows. He says, in effect, he said, how come there's no birchas hamitzvah, birchas hamazon? How come before bench, you don't say Asher Kishon Levarach birchas hamazon? The answer is, any time you have a mitzvah which is formulated in the context of brachas, you don't need its own birchas hamitzvah. And that's why Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is surrounded by brachas. You have Kiddush, you have the bracha on the carpet, you have Asher Golan. The whole Seder has brachas. Whenever a mitzvah is already structured in the format of a bracha, you don't need a separate bracha on mitzvah. The perfect example also. Same thing with Kriyashma. Kriyashma also has other brachas. You don't need Asher. And the truth of the matter is that the Kriyashma, I found the Me'iri says Beferish. The Me'iri in brachas says Beferish. The Miri is on Daf Yud Gimel Beis. I'm only finishing up. It's late. The Miri is on Daf Yud Gimel and Brachas. He says at the end of Parak Aleph, he writes, Reisim Mishasha Lama Ein Olam Baruch Hashem Kishon Tzom Lahaskis Yisus Tzayim V'chein L'Kriyishma V'chein L'Spalel Tfila No Baruch on Tfila on Tzman Esrei Eini Rol Makom Shazu Shari Kriyishma Niskin Lo Baruchas Shiroi Lehem Lifto Baruchas Uvi Yisus Tzayim Tzila Harei Ein Baruchas Mur Spatman. So he basically, the Me'iri, who's a Rishon, already has this Tisot, okay? And he says earlier the same thing about Yilal. Again, he connects it to the Baruch. So these are Rishon already says Pshat. So that's what the Nesivah says, and I have in my wrote into Haggadah over here. The Otsar Tefillah says discusses why it's not the same thing. The Tikkun Tefillah, page 946, why it's by Brichas Konin, why we do have a Baruch Brichas Konin, because it's also a Baruch. And the Nesiv says it in his commentary to the Shiltas, Shilta Kuf Chafayos Yilalat, and the Chidor says it, take the Tuv Ayin, Sim Yilches Os Pei. And many, many Achronim say the same thing. I heard it myself on Salvation of Bracha. But this Achronim, she also said the same thing. Whenever you have a Bracha and a Kanta, a Mitzvah, a Kanta, you don't need a Bracha. Like, that's why it says, they explain why it's an exception. But it's an exception. But anyway, by I heard the Rav say it with regard to Tekiyah Shofar. Because according to some, the only reason, the Ikka Tekiyah Shofar is in the Chazor Shashat. It's not what we blow before. The 30 calls before. It's in the Chazor Shashat. And therefore, look, the Gemara never says that the bracha is a tkiyah shofar. Very interesting. I mean, some say Medina, the Gemara, there's no bracha tkiyah shofar. Okay, we do say, but he says because the Medina, the Gemara, you never find a bracha tkiyah shofar. So okay, so that's a question why. So we blow earlier for people who can't say. Well, I don't know tkiyah shofar now, but the Rav said the same yourself. So the Mela now, I thought you could say the same thing here, even if you don't want to go so far as the Tzibur Sefer to say that the bracha of Brichas Torah counts in place of the Brichas Mitzvah Zuchira because it's the same thing. You don't accept that, but I'll call upon there are brachas. Once there are brachas, you don't need a bracha. So for this reason, you don't say bracha. I'm seriously
saying you're saying the bracha Shimon Esrei would cover that?
You don't need a separate bracha. You don't. You
blow it.
Yes. That's